Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Marang.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Marang.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Well, welcome into the firm of Harris and Marang. This is neither Harris nor Marang. Danny currently just kind of shooting the S with everybody out in the studio and whatnot. I think he's already 1 foot out the door, basically, for today. Yes, we're hot. We're live. We'll do
it's,
it live.
It's full on Christmas. What can I say?
So anyway, hey, welcome.
It's one of those days. Welcome here to the firm of Harris and Marang.
Already 1 foot out the door.
Yeah, man, I have 11 billion things going on today. I'm closing on my house. I have my surgery in like 24 hours. I got home, I think, at 12:30 last night. I'm going to go do it again tonight for some stupid reason. I put myself through this, but you
and
know.
How early you got to get up for your procedure tomorrow?
They're going to call me with the time. So it's the surgery is anywhere between 8 and 11 in the morning. So
that's
when I go back. So I may need to be there at like 6.
Gotcha.
So
okay, yeah. So
just
fun.
Two thumbs up awesomeness, right?
Enjoy.
So yeah, no. This is my last show for at least the next week. Harris, Rust, and I will be off here tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Harris will be back Monday, Tuesday.
The whole station off.
Yeah,
for the next 3 days.
Yes. There you go. The reason I was in here late is because I was talking to Swag. I'm like, "What are you doing here, man? What are you doing here? Don't you have other things to do?" And he told me that the summer of Swag is going to be turned up to 11
mm-hmm.
next year.
Well, look,
so
we can't all take the time off right now.
I mean,
like we would like to.
I mean,
the bench currently not quite as deep as it once was.
You know, I was talking to somebody Sunday. I have not taken a vacation for something like other than an illness or a surgery in 5 years.
Wow.
I have not taken a day off for anything other than being sick or recovering from a surgery.
Well, it's because you're always broken.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, I did take a month.
Like, literally,
that first year. Yeah, right? So broken. So broken. But yeah, no, it's Christmas Eve. Do we have a name for this?
I think you just did.
Is that what I did?
Yeah.
All right, we're naming it. It's not Festivus. It's Christmas Eve. One thing I want to do. 503-864-6.
Got a lot of problems with you people.
Oh, we can do airing of grievances. Do we want to do that? We can go down that path.
Maybe we make that the free consultation, right?
There you go. The free consultation will turn into airing of grievances today. In fact, you know what? I like that. Executive decision. If you have a grievance to air, go ahead and get those in. 503-864-6326, the fan text line or on the YouTubes. We'll get to those. Also, there's plenty of sports to talk about. But this is going to be a little bit more of a fun show, a little bit more of a, to be honest, a little more checked out show. It is what it is. What are the best and worst gifts you've ever received? What's the best gift you've ever received, Russ?
Like
what pops to your head when I go, what was the best Christmas gift you ever, like, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like the best singular thing,
right?
But what was the thing you were like, oh my
well
gosh.
It probably had to be as a kid, because you know there was a bike in there somewhere, or like the OG Nintendo, because yeah, you know, when that came out I was still 7-8 years old, because I'm old. But yeah, something like that. I can't remember some of the worst ones. Those pop to mind easier.
What'd you get?
Well, and it's from, I hate to say it,
Grandma,
it
Grandpa?
Almost feels like I'm being mean. Grandma and Grandpa, yes, and my aunt, my mom's youngest sister, who, anyway, whatever. yes, but there's been times where I got a box full of, like, those little packaged jellies, like from Denny's. Yes, like a box full of them.
Oh.
Yes, like a lot of them.
Oh.
Like 100 of them.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. They'd go out and collect them. Be like, oh, these will go in the purse and we'll take them home.
Were they re-gifted?
Well, I mean, they got brought home from like Denny's.
No,
or
no,
IHOP,
I mean,
or what
I mean,
have
did
you.
You?
Oh no, I used them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, went through a lot of English muffins that month.
Okay. I think I'm going. I would go back to childhood too. Super Nintendo. I remember very vividly opening that box, and we didn't have a ton of money when I was a kid. But my parents, that they got me that, and then the. One of the attachments, the accoutrements to the Super Nintendo that did not catch on, the Super Scope.
Ooh.
It was like the gun.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you point it at the screen kind of deal?
See, we got one of those for the Wii when we got the Wii. Like for the Buck Hunter game and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Are you pro Buck Hunter or Golden Tee?
Ooh, like in terms of the bar arcade, I'm a Golden Tee guy.
Are you a Golden Tee guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We spent, because you know me, I was an old bartender in my days at Old Chicago after our closing shifts. You know, the doors close at 2:30.
Could you put it on free mode?
I wish.
Oh.
The doors would close at 2:30. We're done about 3 o'clock or so, and then the beers and the Jaegers start flowing, and yeah, it's time for a couple of rounds of Golden Tee.
I like it.
Yeah.
I was definitely...
get out of there, I don't know, 3:30, 3:45, 4 o'clock. There might have been a day or two where, like, the sun was coming up.
Let he who has not cast the first stone. But I was a Buck Hunter. Buck Hunter guy. Do love Golden Tee. I had a guy who was in a Golden Tee league. Like a regional league.
Yeah, see, now that's just too much. That's not to be a jerk, but that's like nerd level weird stuff.
Well, here's the crazy thing about this guy. This guy was a stone cold killer. This is when I was stationed in Florida. This one of the most psychopathic, absolutely deranged. Like this is the kind of guy that, like, when you
it's like
read,
one step below like the professional darts guy.
Whoa! Are you anti darts?
I'm not anti darts.
No, I'm talking like, have you not watched like?
Oh no, I
English,
watch these
like,
guys.
Welsh.
No, these guys, they are phenomenal.
But
and
not
they
just
nail
that
it every time.
The crowds and the announcers, but, man, like it is. Yeah. Look, man, that's some peak viewing.
Bold play, Cotton.
There's some peak viewing and some darts. Look.
There's a reason why that's reserved for the Ocho every summer.
Look, no, they run it like straight ESPN sometimes.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Just saying. Don't be down on the darts, man. Am I really standing up for darts right now? What am I doing?
That and 14 years ago, I stopped sucking down the darts, too, so. You know, the heaters.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Jackson darts.
Yeah, there you go. Jackson. Yeah. Oh, we're good. We're good. I don't even know what to do with that. But you know, best and worst Christmas presents, your airing of grievances. We will have our free consultation that will be also a quasi airing of grievances. And like I said, this is the last show for me, I think, until the new year. Well, no, I'm back on the 31st if my surgery goes well. So Oh.
Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and pencil you out for that day.
So I'll be back on the Yeah, I heard one of the side effects for this surgery is that my sinuses could get backed up and I could bleed through my eyes.
Oh, God, that sounds uncomfortable.
Like it comes out because it has nowhere to go. You bleed out your tear ducts.
It's like, what is it they call that with the Jesus statues when they start bleeding out of, is that the...
Stigmata?
There we go. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's... There's also...
I guess if anybody at the station is going to go through some stigmata, it's you.
I mean, probably not wrong. But there's also... what was I reading? Again, my internet search history and my algorithm goes all over the place. I think it was a TikTok that had, did you know that you can hit such high levels of stress that you sweat blood?
I was not aware of that, but yeah, so I guess that sounds like you would have to be going through some insane stuff for that to happen.
Thankfully, closing on your house, selling your house and having a surgery on the span of, 12 hours, don't have to do that. 24 hours? Yeah, something like that. No. Anyways, I'm doing that later today. Portland Trailblazers played last night. Boy, that was a game and a half. I don't know what we're going to do with that. We got some NFL leftovers. We got some more college football. I've got some more existential questions, but honestly, today I just want to kind of have some fun. DK Metcalf may have just slapped somebody and cost himself $45 million. That's absolutely wild. I don't even know what you... Is there a slap worth $45 million?
I don't know. What has Will Smith done since then?
I feel like he's still printed money.
Has
anybody ever assaulted somebody on live TV and got away with it in the way that Will Smith did?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Like, does Chris Rock actually have to file charges if we all saw it?
I mean, look, that's a personal decision there, you know?
If he wants
to decide to follow that route.
But I mean, like... How many cops saw that? How many cops in that county saw that? How many sheriffs? If somebody punches me in the middle of the street in front of like a ring of cops.
I guess maybe at that point you have to prove that it wasn't a bit.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. Although I guess.
You're going full Janet Jackson
either that
on me.
Or you have to prove that it was a bit to get out of it.
You're going full Janet Jackson on me.
Oh, the nipple rib?
Yeah.
I mean. Look, we all knew that thing was planned. Come on. Who are we fooling here?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that didn't just happen by accident.
I mean, if it did.
That wasn't just a costume design flaw.
Right? And also what she had on.
Right? Yeah.
Underneath the clothing.
Yeah.
That's
what was that, like that sundial sun that's kind of encircling the
I don't know, Jeff. I didn't look that close.
Yeah? Oh, sure you didn't. Sure you didn't.
You're out here giving me the live play-by-play
Dude,
from
if
memory.
If you had that on VHS, it would have been worn out like Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, God. What did they say is the most stopped video of all time?
Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yes.
Oh, okay. God. I've never seen it all the way through. I've not in one
Wait,
sitting.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've watched it.
Yeah.
But it's always been like picking it up 10 minutes in, 15 minutes in, or picking it up halfway through,
right.
Or start at the beginning, couldn't finish it.
And there are very famous movies where I'm the same way, but I feel like Fast Times at Ridgemont High is one of those movies that at some point in your life, especially by this age, you should have sat down and watched it from front to back.
I haven't.
Man.
Just haven't done it. So,
hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, it happens, man. Speaking of it happening, the Portland Trailblazers took on the Detroit Pistons last night. It went from, hey, fun, to oh, God, to hey, fun, to oh, God, to hey, fun, to oh, God. And, well, it ended with oh, God. And doing the postgame show last night, I think I've come to a little bit of a conclusion on where things are around the Portland Trailblazers, particularly over these last, 2 weeks or so. And we'll dive into that next year to start off today's show on the firm of Harrison Ring, 105.1, The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, Christmas time!
What do we got here?
You guys are looking good and practicing.
We got ourselves. This is the boss.
Yeah.
The boss doing a little Santa Claus is coming to town.
So oh, okay. I'm not a
Springsteen guy. I don't seek him out typically. Like if I'm looking for music, but when it comes to these Christmas tunes, and actually this is my second favorite of his. The other one I really love, but the intro for it was not quite as good for a bump music. But it's the old "Merry Christmas, Baby."
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Okay.
That's my favorite Bruce Christmas song.
I've mentioned this before, like the Christmas spirit bug, but it definitely bit me. You know, the girlfriend definitely has me in the spirit. I had Christmas music bludgeoned into my head like a Winter Soldier, an activation code when I worked at Abercrombie in high school. I sat outside as a naked Santa in boxers, flip flops, and a Santa hat, and that same music just got sent into me like a freaking code word. So I don't understand, like, people who work in the mall through Christmas, I don't understand how you like Christmas music after that.
Oh, totally. Well, it's not even just the malls, because like I was a restaurant employee for years, and so yes, on the playlist you get to that month, and yes,
bro,
the legend into your head, and yeah, it's a lot.
It was just
it's a lot
too much.
It's a lot.
I wanted nothing to do with it after that. I was like, I'm good. Good.
So that's why today I've tried to curate our playlist in a, we'll just call it a, not a terribly traditional format. I think we got some bangers in there.
There you go. I like a bespoke playlist.
Yeah, there we go.
503-864-6326 or youtube.com/1051 The Fan. Live on YouTube. Get us your best and worst Christmas gifts. Also your, airing of grievances or free consultation. It's a participatory show today.
There we go.
I got words.
You got there.
Well, the Blazers participated in a couple quarters last night.
Unfortunately, there are four.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, they did not score more than 27 points in a quarter and yet were in this game. 30-26 after the first quarter. There was a ton of fouls called. It was just very janky and weird and just, I don't, Asar Thompson picked up three fouls in 3 minutes for the Pistons, and I was like, oh, word? Cool. Jalen Duren picked up two fouls, and I'm like, okay, so two of the three best players are in foul trouble. That's cool. And then I look down, and I'm like, well, Tumani's picked up two, and he had two turnovers, so that's not great. You get to the second quarter, and neither team could really shoot from three to save their lives. They both ended up, was it 7 of 30 and 7 of 32. So Pistons 7 of 30, Blazers 7 of 32. That's 23 and 22% respectively. Blech. Despite that, the Pistons shot 44% from the field and the Blazers shot 45%.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you an idea of how good they were from two.
27 more field goal attempts for the Pistons.
That's what happens when you beat the living crap out of a team on the offensive glass. It was 22-9.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, and did I hear something about like 9 offensive rebounds for the Pistons in the last, 4 or so minutes of the fourth quarter?
They had 8 in the fourth quarter, but Jalen Duren had, I feel like he had 4 in the final couple minutes.
Gotcha.
Jalen Duren was really good last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. The kid's still like 17 years old. It's disgusting how young he is. Actually, let me pull this up. Let me click here. He is 22. Boy.
Still a baby.
Yeah. And that's what happens when you come into the league at, 14. I remember him at in college taking on Chet. They had their matchup here at Moda. And I remember thinking, huh, that guy's 17. He was legitimately 17 years old. And I'm like, that guy's 17 years old and he looks like he's 27.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see a birth certificate, dog. This right. The IM-12 is not working here. What are you on, you complete? I mean, he had a Giannis build at 17.
Who was that kid from the league? Danny Almonte.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, I don't believe you.
Why you got a mustache, kid?
Right? Duren finished 26 points, 10 boards, 11 of 15. Why? Because he doesn't hit anything outside of 3 feet, but he's real good in there. Asar Thompson, 18 points, 8 of 16, 12 boards. I mean, just incredible. And Cade Cunningham had a very ho-hum night, 14, 9, and 6. Ended up fouling out in 26 minutes of play. But it didn't matter because the Blazers couldn't hit a three, and they could not take care of the ball, and they could not secure a freaking rebound to save their lives. 22 offensive rebounds is out of pocket.
That's a lot.
The Blazers had 9.
Mm.
Now, Donovan Clingan had 5 of those 9. Had 5 defensive rebounds, and this is kind of this is not a Donovan segment, but I'm going to start with Donovan in particular.
Okay.
I feel like over the last couple weeks, the Blazers defense has been complete buns. I feel like they've been lazy. I think they've been bad in rotations. I think they're the only guys that have consistently at least looked locked in and giving the requisite effort are Tumani, Chris, and CD.
Okay.
How many times this year do you feel like you have felt Donovan Clingan's presence as a rim protector?
Yeah, it just kind of...
There's something missing, right?
It just does kind of feel like there are times where he's just existing.
Mm-hmm. Just being big.
Yeah.
Which is, again, it's helpful.
Well, look, and when you're 7'3", 7'4", just being big a lot of times is enough.
Mm-hmm. But you're not asking him to just be enough.
Right.
You're asking him to be a special defender because offensively he's pretty limited still, right?
Yes.
So you don't have your point of attack defenders in any of your guards because they're all hurt. There's no Drew. There's no Scoot. There's no Tease. There's no Blake Wesley. So that means Donovan's got to probably be even sharper in that regard, right?
Right.
Well, you just kind of take a look at what you got last night, and man, I'm just watching that and going, I don't know, man. Like, Detroit had 66 points in the paint. 66 points in the paint. Like, mm-hmm. And again, Donovan's not out there for every single one of those, but he was out there for 33 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you throw in, defensively, I thought Denny and Shaden were awful last night. I thought that was one of Shaden's worst games defensively of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, there was at least 3 different times where I caught him completely and totally flat-footed reaching on odd man opportunities, and it turned into an ole. There was another possession where he completely lost the rotation, stopped, looked at the guy who had the ball in the corner, then looked around and realized that it was his rotation and had to run out there. Thankfully, you know, I can't remember who it was. Was it Harris? It might have been Harris. It was Harris or Green, I think. Took the three and missed, but he's like, wake up, dog. And then you throw on 8 turnovers last night, and those turnovers were awful.
Yeah.
Lazy, sloppy, just what are you doing passes. This isn't like beat up on Donovan, beat up on Shaden moment, but Donovan has not, his presence has not been there defensively for the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. What's interesting in that regard, he has been scoring more and scoring more efficiently. He was 6 of 8 last night, 2 of 2 from three. Missed free throws again, which is, mm-hmm. hate seeing that. I mean, the Blazers last night missed 14 free throws.
That's a lot, Bob.
14. Shout out Bill Shonley. You've got to make your free throws.
Yes. Although, while they did miss 14, they did still shoot a better percentage from the line than the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, because they ended up missing 9 on, mm-hmm. was it,
15-24.
19 more. That was the thing. So the Blazers ended up getting to the free throw line 19 more times.
Yes.
But you were beat on the offensive glass by 13, and then in the turnover column, you were minus 10.
You can
get beat on the offensive glass if you're getting to the free throw line, but you also can't turn the ball over at, you know, a 2.5-to-1 ratio.
Right. Can I just do a quick squirrel moment?
Yeah.
I hate ESPN's new box score.
The points first?
It's awful.
Yeah. Because they've trained our brains to put points at the end for so long.
So you go minutes, points, field goals, 3-point, free throw, rebounds, assists, turnovers, steals, blocks, then offensive rebounds, defense. Why do you have the offensive and defensive rebounds 4 columns over from rebounds?
If you're going to put points first, go minutes, points, rebounds, assists, and then put the offensive defensive rebounds there.
There, sorry. I feel better now.
No, I'm with you. I have no idea what it is they're doing. It's broken my brain. I don't like it.
I feel better now. How do you get that out?
It's just a hard pass. Fantex line, the Blazers are just bad. That's all it is. We aren't a good team. I don't know if it's necessarily that. I think they're injured. And we've seen them play up to competition and play well. And again, last night, they fall 110-102. They had a 26-4 run.
Yeah. Took the lead and gacked it away. And look, and let's face it, when you're sitting at 12-17 on the season, that is a pretty good indicator that you're not really a good team. But it's not terribly far off base from where we predicted them to be. So it's just, they're basically hanging on to expectations right now.
I'm trying to find the quote pregame from Tiago that I had. There we go. So I asked Tiago Splitter about clutch games because the Blazers are in the top four in the league in clutch games, mm-hmm. in total clutch games. And last night ended up being one. Ta-da! And I go, you know, you're a former player. You played for a team that was very good in these situations. Like, what do you take from these? How can you learn from these? Like, where are you guys getting things wrong, and how are you guys getting better? And this is one of the more blunt assessments Tiago's given. Mm-hmm. He says, I have a feeling that we screw a lot of those situations. Using the shot clock, spacing, fouling, being smart about things, wanting to get your best free throw shooters the ball, those are all things that we're working on. And he kind of was just like, we're not ignoring it. Mm-hmm. We know, dog.
Right.
Like, this is where I always go to, like, well, the coach has got to be better. It's like, I don't know, man, whether it's Chauncey, whether it's Terry, whether it's Tiago, when I ask the players will tell me what they think about coaches, where their shortcomings are. Mm-hmm. The communication so with those three coaches has never been an issue. Mm-hmm. Never been an issue. Like, do you feel like you're being coached up on X, Y, and Z? Yeah. And what ends up happening is, like, you know, I'll use Damon's example. You know, under Terry or early with Chauncey. You know, there what end of game situations or different things. Hey, do you feel like you guys are? Do you guys feel like you're having the right sets in for end of game, or did you like kind of this? And it would be like, yeah, honestly, man, I like that set. I think we drew up something good there. We didn't execute, and this is why. And that is what players consistently tell me over the years. Mm-hmm. I've had a few times of like, yeah, I don't know if we should have gone to that set there. That does happen.
Right.
I'm not saying coaches are above reproach or anything like that. But the staggering majority of end-of-game situations, the players feel like it is on them to execute.
Okay.
Like, that is it, full stop.
Well, I mean, that's, yeah. That's what it should be. Coach lays out the plan. Players go out and execute. That's
and
what
if
it
you,
should be.
And if you don't, it is what it is. So, yeah.
So it to me, it reminds me of the scene late in Tommy Boy when they finally make it to Chicago and meet Dan Aykroyd. And Aykroyd goes, oh, went a little heavy on the old pine tree perfume there, huh? Mm. And Tommy goes, well, yeah, it's the air freshener from the taxi cab. And that's when Dan Aykroyd says, all right, you've identified the problem. Now it's time to address it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Follow up on that.
Follow up.
All right, speaking of following up, Brandman just hopped in there right now, so this is a perfect time to bring this up. As he texted me last night during the game, as the Blazers were struggling without a point guard, unbeknownst to him, he had not looked at my social media timeline with Blazers fans absolutely losing their minds about Scoot Henderson's return to play. I want to dive into this because it ended up becoming a topic on the show last night, so we'll get to that next here on the Firm of Harrison Marang, 105.1 The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
The mood is right. The spirit's up.
All right, my panties got in a bunch last night because a bunch of people wanted to lose their minds over Scoot Henderson. And the lack of information about his potential return.
I don't think I want to hear about Danny's panties.
I'm not wearing any.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good at all. I want to go home.
I want to read something from Portland Trailblazers Media Day, September 28th. I've been told, you know, it could be as quick as 4. It could be take as long as 10 weeks. Cronin said at Media Day in September. Sometimes, you know, if they're stubborn, you won't feel right for even longer than that. So we're just going to rest and rehab and be really diligent about getting him back. That is General Manager Joe Cronin at Portland Media Day, September 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Scoot Henderson tore his hamstring.
Right.
The idea, and again, they never once, you will not find a single thing about the Portland Trailblazers saying Scoot Henderson will be back. It is a window of we hope he will return to basketball activities, which means
but they
working
did give a
out.
Window in terms of we hope he can return in this window or return to basketball activities in this window. I thought that there was like a defined timeline in terms of hoping to return to basketball activities. I'm not talking to the court and playing.
No, it says, and sometimes, you know, if they're stubborn, you won't feel right for even longer than that.
Right.
It was a, this is what we hope for.
Yeah.
Never a, he'll start ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
So with all the Achilles injuries, all the calf injuries, all the hamstring injuries.
Which, by the way, Drew Holiday and Jeremy Grant, calf strain,
Zion
Achilles
Williamson,
soreness.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, Victor Wembanyama, Tyrese Halliburton, Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Run the list.
Yeah.
Those lower body muscle group and tendons, they have become a major, major, major talking point around the league.
Well, because they're becoming, they're almost nearly a,
it's a CTE.
But it's almost like a transitive property.
Yeah.
You start with the calf strain and guess what? Then you got a really good chance of a blown Achilles.
You do increase your likelihood. And a lot of this stems from imbalances in the body. And what ends up happening is a guy gets a pulled hammy.
You have physical freaks.
Yeah. And who are playing with insane leverage.
Yeah.
Insane amounts of torque. And if you don't let quad, hammy, calf get back to 100%, especially after a tear, all you're going to do is be managing it. That's all you're going to do.
Well, so I guess here's the one thing that I wonder is that there has been the last handful of seasons, we'll call it 2, 3, maybe 4, what have you. It seems like there has been more of a proliferation of calf injuries to blown Achilles. And I feel like you never heard about these things as much, especially like the blown, torn Achilles as much. So what is leading to this over the last handful of years where you have so many more?
Mm-hmm. The league's not sure. They've actually started a commission. This is very, when I said that it's like CTE, the league is looking into it because it's detrimental to the league.
Mm-hmm.
When two of your faces of your league and Tatum
your stars
and
out,
or three,
that's a big
Tatum,
deal.
Halley, and Dame.
Yeah.
Those are three generations of players.
That's a big deal.
Like, two of those guys, you know, one was in the finals. The other one was in the finals the year before. You know what I mean? Like, this is, these are guys. Damian Lillard's a top 75 player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be very careful. And the Blazers are going to be very careful because Scoot Henderson, while he is, you know, contract eligible going into next year, they've got to make a decision on him. Like, from the most, selfish point of view, they have to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
And so they're going to take their time with him. Everyone's like, well, we need an update. Here's my pushback. I understand what people are saying. Was like, we want an update. You're fans. I get it. I was one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted those updates. I'm there. People are like, you need to ask the questions. Guys, I ask this stuff very regularly.
Yeah.
Very regularly. Both on and off record.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of shrug shoulders and like, yeah, man, it's just, you know. Because you don't know.
Because we're 2 months into the season.
Mm-hmm.
8, 9 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, I wanted to say that they gave, what was it, like a 4 to 8 week timeline to reevaluate.
4 to 10.
4 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To reevaluate. But so.
We're right. We're basically right in it right now.
Right. Yes. We're at the latter end of it, to be honest. So how much longer does this go? And then if it does go a lot longer, if it bleeds into, say, like the All-Star break or whatnot, or even, God forbid, longer than that, how do they make a decision on him in terms of the future and next season and a future deal?
That's the thing. And that's why they're being so careful with it. So it's this is the text on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. This is kind of how I feel about it, honestly. The team gives an update. They lied. They don't give it updates. They're hiding info. Like, it's a lose. Teams would rather not give any information.
Oh, of course.
Just ask
Dan Lanning.
Yes.
You know?
And like, I don't think the Blazers are treating this like state secrets. I genuinely believe they don't know.
Right.
Do you want to hear them say, I don't know? Does that make you feel better?
Well, because
the answer is no.
Well, and it doesn't behoove them to obfuscate about it. It doesn't help them against any, like, opponents in the near future to be like, hey, we still don't know. This might still be 6 weeks out. Like, they're not gaining anything from the on-court perspective of it, in gamesmanship and whatnot. So it's just, yeah, just what's going on?
Springing a game-time decision on a team, whatever. Mm-hmm. I kind of roll my eyes at it. You know, Tiago's kind of – he's comes from Pop.
Yeah.
So he's going to treat that stuff like nuclear secrets. I hate it. It's never been my thing. I'm a guy who wants information. I get that part of it.
Yeah.
But with an injury like this, I'm just like, just take your time, man. When there's an update, give me an update.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. With this kind of injury, not just a hamstring, but this kind of injury, what the process is, you've not done anything for 10 weeks. Mm-hmm. Scoot's in the weight room, right, lifting weights, but he can't run.
Right. So I guess my question is then, what is the harm then in the team releasing the information of about where he is in his return, what he's capable of doing right now, his current activities? What is the harm in releasing that information?
But why would they put out what he is or isn't doing? Because nothing's changed. Because he
hasn't. I get it. But the thing is,
but he's not healed. If he's returning to basketball activities, that's an update.
Right. But the thing is, when you say that, it makes it sound more like a gamesmanship thing. Whereas, look, like it or not, and a lot of people will argue this one way or the other, at some point, the organization and the team does owe a touch of an explanation to their fans, because those are the ones who pay the ticket prices, sure, to come in and watch. Granted, they're not the ones footing most of the bill for what the team makes in a season. That all comes from TV money and, mm-hmm, whatnot. But I feel like we need a little bit of transparency here. Just be like, hey, what kind of, they don't have to tell us everything exactly what's going on, but just keep us in the loop a little bit. Just, you know, mind the stepchildren.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think there's an update to give. And if they give something and they say they put another timeline out and he doesn't pass it, then what?
Well, I'm not even talking about a timeline.
But no, what I got
I'm not talking about them giving a timeline. I'm talking about just what he's doing like today, what he's doing this week.
But I don't think it's changed. That's the thing.
Then that's still an update. Even if you come out and say he's still doing this same stuff, that's still an update, and it still makes your fans feel like they are included in the information.
I don't think that makes them feel included. Then they're going to be like, well, what's going on? Because I know this because my freaking social media is full of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just people tightening tinfoil down like there's no tomorrow. This is what I want to say is about return to play. When they said 4 to 10 weeks, it was, mm-hmm, return to basketball activities.
Right, right.
I know you know that.
Or like reevaluation.
And
yes,
what that means is then he can start running.
Right. Yeah, he can start ramping up.
And like, but that starts with 1-on-0,
yeah,
then 1-on-1,
yeah,
then 3-on-3,
right,
then 5-on-5, and then probably a rehab assignment with the remix. And then at every one of those stages, you get cleared.
See, so, and that's my whole point, though.
But
the steps that you just listed, that's what the fans are looking for. Where is he in this? Is he on the 1-on-0? Is he on the 1-on-1? Is he not quite even yet to the 1-on-nothing?
That's what I mean. There hasn't been an update. There's no update to update. He's still, like, the most I have seen him, I've asked around the
but
most.
But even if you come out and say there's no update to update, at least that's still an update. Does that make sense?
No, because people will not treat it as such. Because then they will tighten the tinfoil down.
I mean,
I talked to a couple of PR staffs.
I guess you're right. It's a lose-lose situation. But still, I just feel
I understand what you're saying, but like, just talking to teams, both front office, or not even both, but front office, medical staffs, and PR staffs, because I saw some people last night, like, the medical staff needs to be better. I'm like, number one, the Blazers have turned over the medical staff 3 times in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, it's not the medical staff putting those out. It is a combination between the medical staff, the front office, and PR.
Right. Yeah.
Like, this is not the medical staff giving an update.
Mm-hmm.
They give the team, mm-hmm, an update. The team decides what to do with that.
So then here's how about this then, if we want to tighten the tinfoil, mm-hmm, down a little bit more. Does this kind of a protocol and the way they're currently handling it now, do we think this changes at all once Tom Dundon and his group takes over?
I want to say no, because no team in any sports league in this country, mm-hmm, goes, here's the information.
Because before Joe Cronin and stuff, and it was, mm-hmm, Neil Olshey, and before Paul passed, very secretive.
Yes.
And
I would say that they are more forthcoming now. And again, they are not that forthcoming, because,
right,
nobody is.
Right. And Jody is kind of notably hands off in terms of running the organization. But so, yeah. So do we see perhaps a change in that kind of attitude when the new ownership steps in.
I don't think so, because you had one of the most hands-on owners and public-facing owners in the country in Mark Cuban, and you did not get those updates. You know what I mean? Like,
fair. Yeah, fair.
Whether you're Jim Dolan or you're Mark Cuban, I don't think it matters, because you've got people on the basketball side of things who are just like you said, it's kind of a lose-lose, mm-hmm. no matter what you do. If I were running a team, if I was going to put a timeline out, I would make everything incredibly long. I would estimate further out publicly.
Yes.
That's how I would handle
it. Yeah.
And then, like, hey, guys, are coming back early.
Yeah, eh? Exactly. Because you would rather beat the timeline than
go
lose
past it. Yes, 100%. So it's one of those things. If somebody texted in, fancy Scoot at the games, walk around and want to see him play. I want to see him play. Walking around is not playing in an NBA game.
Yeah, I could go walk around at the game too.
Like,
I'm not going.
Dame's recovering from a torn Achilles, and he's out there walking around. Yeah. Like, I go out there and chop it up with him all the time.
Yes.
Actually, I talked to him last night about his sweater game and how much it's improved. And he goes, "Look, brother, you live in Milwaukee. Your sweater game's got to get real good." Right. So, all right, we're up against it now. Coming up next, we didn't touch on the Tulane Ole Miss game. There's a couple storylines I want to get into. The first one is the biggest storyline coming out of that game that Lane Kiffin's getting a check? We'll get to that here next on the Firm of Harrison Morang, 105.1 The Fan. All right, a discussion there on Scoot Went Long, so I'm going to pocket the Ole Miss stuff and hit it all in the next segment. 503-864-6326, fan text line. What are your best and worst Christmas gifts? Send them to me. We want to go through them. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can hit me up on the fan text line. You can hit me up on YouTube. Anywhere, everywhere, all of the things. Also, get in your grievances. It's a Festivus season. I've already got a few grievances here. We'll hit those in free consultation. Also, it's free consultation. We'll hit that as well.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Right. We'll get into those. If there's anything in life you would like Senor Rust and I to dive into, to help you out, to guide you with into this holiday season, I want to have a little bit of fun with today's show. Got one tweet in. This might be hard to beat.
Ooh.
What is, like, real quick, what would be, like, the worst Christmas present you could imagine?
I mean, wow, that's wide-ranging. Can we narrow it down a touch?
How about grandma buying you used bikini-style underwear at a garage sale?
Yeah, that would probably... it's got to be a top tenner right there.
He said he was 13.
He was 13.
Uh-huh.
And grandma buying used bikini style underwear.
The old banana hammock.
Yikes.
You ever gone banana hammock?
Well, I mean, look, when we were kids, we all went with the old tidy whities.
But I'm saying, have you ever gone banana hammock?
Perhaps once or twice, but for different reasons.
There you go. I should.
Let's just call it private time.
There you go. I shouldn't share this, but I will. When I was, I'm not going to say where one. In a period of when I was in the military, I may have entered a amateur adult dancing contest.
Okay.
I may have won $500 that night.
You out there doing the Chippendales audition like Swayze and Farley?
There, yes. Yes.
Adrian and Barney?
Look, my body, not in the shape it was back then. Back then, you could bounce a quarter off any part of my body. It was, everything was where it should be.
You could still bounce one off of mine. It just might stay there for
a bit. Yeah, it might leave an imprint, you know? But yeah, no, I did that once, and then I lost a bet when I was in Italy, and when we went to the beach, I had to beach it up with the man thong the whole time.
Yeesh.
So,
yikes.
One of these was purposeful. The other one was painful.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it's time to break.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
My God.
You know.
No, I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Look, it happened. Look, I've mentioned this one in my younger days, when I would drink, the more I would drink, the less clothes I would wear.
Okay. Well, yeah, fair enough. Sure.
I could never run for political office ever because I'm a lunatic.
There's too much evidence out there as well.
That's where I was just going to go. There are so many pictures of me in a cowboy hat and boots and nothing else. that, buddy, I'm cooked.
Oh, I wish I didn't just picture that in my
head. Yeah, buddy.
You.
Just twirl that thing around like a helicopter, baby.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Good
Lord, I still got 4 hours of live radio to do, and
yeah, you get that image in your head.
I'm ruined.
That's what happens, man.
Ruined.
That's what happens.
Ruined.
All right, so he did say his best Christmas present was either Nintendo 64 that came wrapped as individual parts between him and his sister, or the Jurassic Park compound for all the action figures when he was seven.
Oh, that's pretty
kick-ass. I remember that one.
That's pretty kick-ass.
Did you ever have anybody you grew up with, I know you're a little bit older,
mm-hmm.
that was like super, super, super into Jurassic Park?
Well, see, Jurassic Park didn't come out till like I was in high school.
Okay.
Basically. So, you know, it's like, sure, we were excited for the movie and stuff, and it was a Michael Crichton book and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but it's so like we weren't, it wasn't about like the Jurassic Park toys.
Yeah, there you go. I'm 8 years younger than you, so I,
yeah.
When that,
so like I remember though, as a kid, as a youth, when, mm-hmm. one of the two youths, my buddy Travis, who lived down the block, he had the, we were always all jealous of him because he had the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I mean, that thing was like 6 feet long. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he was, yeah. And then my older
neighborhood
cousin.
Favorite.
Yes. Then my older cousin too, he had all the best Star Wars.
The Millennium Falcon.
Toys, the Millennium Falcon,
oh, yeah.
the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Darth Vader's little
TIE Fighter.
There, and yeah, so yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff.
We had a kid, I can't remember his name, on the bus, who had a Jurassic Park like Letterman jacket, backpack, knew like every dinosaur in existence. And like anytime you talked about anything, it was always like something about a velociraptor. Like he was like, that was, I hope that dude didn't become like a paleontologist or something, right. Because like that dude was about that life.
Did you know that there is frequently, just outside our building here, there is a black Jeep Wrangler
mm-hmm.
that is frequently parked on
yeah,
the street.
Yeah, I've seen it.
On, I forget what street that is. Is that 16th?
16th, yeah.
No, that's, or 17th, I think. I think it's okay. 17th, yes. But it has the Jurassic Park
Tire
logo
cover.
On the door
yep.
on the black Wrangler.
Yep.
Like, that's fantastic. That person.
I hope
it.
That's him.
Yeah.
I hope that's him. All right, coming up next.
That person gets it just like the dude with the smart car that painted it to look like a, oh, crap, I'm drawing a blank on it now. The little car when you were a kid.
Herbie?
I'm having such a brain fart. I'm having a stroke.
Okay.
Not the scooter, the tiny, not Tiny Tykes. What is it called? The little plastic car.
Oh.
Orange and yellow.
I know what you're talking about. The Fisher-Price one.
Yes. Oh, my God, I can't.
It's not Hot Wheels.
Wow, I just killed that. Great radio. Awesome. All right, let's go to break.
All right, this is your Bruce Hornsby moment. Just yell it out when you remember it when we come back.
Art Alakakis.
There you go. When we come back, though, we will dive into Ole Miss. That is one of the games that we did not cover yesterday because, well, Ole Miss Tulane sucked. But there's news out around that game, including Lane Kiffin made $250,000 for it. We'll get to that next here on the Firm of Harrison Marang, 105.1 The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.